All right, sorry. I was just teaching a history lesson there during the break. Okay, thank you for that, Rico. 5 o'clock, good to have you. Let's do a little college football. Why, you say? Well, preseason NFL is a waste of time. And we have week zero this weekend. And Rico...
Yeah, we've taught you that the backup QB really is... Odyssey Rewind, if you missed that.
Yes. Rico had an interview on the Five Star Zone today. It's out now wherever you get your podcast. Tony Garcia, the Freep. They talked Michigan quarterback battle coming into focus. And we wanted to add a layer to this because we did this earlier. So for Michigan, the two guys that are truly in the mix are Alex Orji and Davis Warren. One's a guy who possibly can't throw a forward pass, and the other is a former walk-on.
Right.
All right, that's your quarterback. What is the floor for Michigan football? What is your reaction to those being your options at quarterback? And we wanted to add in Michigan State just because we didn't earlier. Like, we talked a few weeks ago about, like, what's a successful season? Well, what's the floor? And when you answer the question, understand, the floor isn't, oh, everyone dies and we're 0-12. No, it's just normal, within range, turnover luck, injuries, you know, aliens don't blow your stadium up with Bane rising from the 50.
Yeah, bad bounces, whatever, tip passes.
Yes. Right. So just, you know, what is that floor? Now, I said for Michigan, I thought the floor was 8 wins. I thought the ceiling was 9. I kind of think they are what they are.
Right.
But David and you said 7, and we had a couple Michigan callers call in and say 6.
Yeah. I think, for me, the floor for Michigan is 7. I think the ceiling is 10. You get the quarterback situation right, and you pull off an upset early in the season, and you defeat Texas. And I think you probably losing to Oregon and Ohio State, and that's it. But that'll put you into the playoffs.
What is the floor for Michigan State? Now, again, the over-under for Michigan is 8.5. The over-under for State is 4.5. Beefy. So, what is the floor? I mean, is State really a 4-win football team? I mean, if they are, Jonathan Smith, go back to Oregon. I mean, you got to be kidding me with that.
Even in year one?
Year one. Okay. I'm not putting up with that. Okay. That's come on. Okay. There's no scenario in the NIL, pay-to-play, and transfer portal era it's acceptable to go 4-8. It's just not here. This ain't Rice.
Might as well be. 62 new players.
Oh, yeah. Well, it can't be as bad as the bums we got rid of. So look.
Yes, you. What's your name again, son?
Player 12. So no, I would like to know from either side of the rivalry, what is the floor? You know, we always talk about the upside of things, or we talk about what a team could do. What's the baseline? Yeah. Like for Michigan State, you're dealing with a complete unknown at quarterback. Now, it's a guy who's very well thought of and very well compensated. The opposite of what Michigan did. But I don't know if Aiden Chiles is really the guy. You hope he is. In essence, he's got the weight of an entire program on him, and for over $1 million, he should. I'm just asking the question.
Looking at the schedule, I would put their floor at 5, but one of those victories is going to come against Prairie View. So really it's 4, but I think 5. Florida Atlantic, Prairie View, Indiana, Illinois, Purdue.
That's disgusting. I'm not mad at you.
No, I'm saying that's the floor.
I'm with you because here's the problem. Their offensive line, their tackles are, I thought Spencer Brown was bad. I'm mortified at what we're putting out a tackle. We have no wide receivers I care about.
Really?
None.
Not even Nick Marsh?
He's a freshman. I can't put that on him.
Okay.
True freshman receiver.
He's good.
Okay. Wondrous. I hope you're right. Is this true freshman receiver? Was he Charles Rogers? Except he can read? Well, Chuck was a Prop 48 kid. It means you can't read. Same thing with Plax.
He had problems.
I love Plax, but he was a Prop 48 kid.
Good way to say it, Rico.
He had problems, Mike. It's called learning disability, okay?
Yeah, he went to the Zoolander School for kids who can't read well.
it's called learning disability.
He didn't have a disability, did he?
No, I don't know. I'm just saying.
He may have tried to make me feel bad. The point I'm going with is MSU's floor could be what Rico's saying. It could be worse. Because I think Indiana's actually going to be pretty good.
I was about to say, you're high on the Hoosiers.
Cignetti's a winner, man. He is, and they got a really good QB, Rourke from Ohio in the MAC. They're going to sling it. He got a ton of JMU defensive transfers.
And that's pretty much it. It's the quarterback and Cignetti and rest of Indiana Hoosiers.
No, they're bringing in a ton of JMU transfers on D from on the top 10.
Fucking offense.
Yeah, look. Let the people tell me to floor.
You know what? They wear striped pants.
Not terrible. 248-539-9797. David, you have the floor for Michigan at 7-5.
I sure do.
What's the floor for State? God, just say 0-12 and get it off your chest.
No, I don't want to. I was leaning 5 before you all even said anything.
Like, what if Aiden Giles isn't that good?
But
what if he's not ready?
And that's where
is their floor 3-9?
4?
Well, I was going to say, no offense. They're only like 11-point favorites in the opener. Against a bad FAU team. Bad. Just saying.
I'll go with four. And I really, for my son, I hate saying that. 4. Jesus, that sucks.
You mean the good son?
My son.
He almost did it, Kenny. I'm going to get him to say it one day.
I'm not going
to
do it.
I'm going to get him to say it one day. Yes, the good son.
Before, that's just ugly.
Oh. Think about it.
No, that is if Aiden Childs is just not what we thought he's going to be. He's in over his head, and we
57 career snaps, right? Or was it pass attempts?
53 snaps.
Oh, by the way, totally new scheme on offense, totally new scheme on defense. As Rico has pointed out, 62 players. If it goes wrong, it could go really wrong, where I would blame Jonathan Smith.
Now, I guess the only good news, if you're a State fan, is Childs knows the offensive scheme because the OC came from Oregon State.
I thought it was that our coach won't get fired in a hotel room.
Let's hope. I didn't put that on the bingo card this year.
I can't take another year like last year. I can't.
Brother, trust me. When those phone calls started coming in after the second game, I was like, I'm sorry, what? No. No.
It's like he knew, because when they did the interview before the game that day, he was, and I know, he always sweats. That dude was having like a panic attack in the pregame interview. Dude,
even the postgame, like I think they had just beat Richmond. Yeah, they destroyed them.
What a thrill.
Right, but no, but it was just like, it's like, yeah, something's not right here.
No. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. 248-539-9797. So, what is the floor for Michigan? Now that you know your quarterback's either going to be Davis Warren or Alex Orji, and what is the floor for Michigan State? Oh, sure, it's easy to say they won't be good. Tell me what the floor is. If Aiden Childs is not that guy, it could be bad. But this is where I get to blame the coach. You spent the money. You targeted this kid. This is on you.
But like I said, and if that's the case, I would put the floor at 5. If he is what we think he's going to be, or even more, I could put the ceiling at about 9.
Come on, what are you hearing out of camp? What is he? Talk to me.
As of now, they're saying that he's the guy.
No, not that he's a starter. Come on. You had K-9 before he was K-9. I listened to you all summer that year. You're like, I'm telling you, this kid from Wake is good. Ah, Rico, blow it out your ass. Now, come on. Tell me about Aiden Childs.
You know what,
Mike? Give me the skinny.
I will give you that on Thursday.
Oh. Why Thursday?
Because we're going to do a Michigan State breakdown on the pod.
Be a short episode. 248-539-9797.
This is why I don't give you information. You think I haven't learned from Jackson Kohler? I can't tell you anything.
Oh, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar?
Heaven forbid.
Still waiting for his arrival.
If I say, you know what, Aiden Childs is good. First incomplete pass. I can hear Mike's neck turn looking at me.
Giannis Antetokounmpo.
Like, oh. Yeah. How did Patrick, Machilds do? Oh, look, an incomplete pass. Oh, great. $1 million for that.
That was awful nice. All right, let's get to the people. Michigan's QB competition is coming to focus. It's Alex Orji or Davis Warren, a former walk-on. That doesn't sound great for a defending champ. And for Michigan State, it's the complete unknown. A guy with 53 career snaps who some people think the world of, and Lord knows, MSU opened up the bank vault for. Is Aiden Childs the guy? He better be. Otherwise, their floor could be a trapdoor.
Yeah, and for Aiden Childs, a lot of schools went after him. He was one of the top three transfer quarterbacks that people wanted.
Sparty.
He went in, I mean, well, at least at Oregon State, every third series he would go in there. So he got some experience. But, you know, like I said, 53 snaps. So
go to Andrew, 97.1. What's up, Andrew?
Hey, what's up, Mike? What's up, Rico?
Hey.
I'm a Michigan season ticket holder getting my master's through MSU, so I've kind of switched allegiance a little bit here.
You're stony.
The floor for State is 7 wins. I mean, looking at their schedule, I think Aiden Childs is going to be a really good quarterback. Jonathan Smith has gotten some of his guys from Oregon State, like Jack Belling. I think he's going to be really good. I look at, like, the middle linebacker core for State, and I think they're solid. I think the only losses that you can put on State's schedule right now for sure are, like, Oregon, Ohio State, and Michigan. I think that Iowa game could even be a toss-up just because Iowa still doesn't have any kind of offense, and, you know, their defense is expected to be really good, top 25 again. But, you know, and going into Kinnick, that's a tough place to play. But, I mean, I don't see State losing to Indiana or any of their
other games. Well, Andrew, here's the thing. Here's to help you out. The Iowa game is actually at Spartan Stadium. It's homecoming.
Oh, it is. Okay. So, I mean, that's an even closer game than it appears then. In my opinion.
Look, if right now, if I could sign a piece of paper that State was going to win 7 games, I'd do it. I just don't have a great degree of confidence in anything because 62 new players, new schemes, and frankly, it's just the program hasn't felt solid for a couple of years. Andrew, I hope you're right. God, please be right, Andrew. But I'm telling you, in today's college football, if you don't have a quarterback, like for instance, Michigan does not have a quarterback, but they have an infrastructure, right? They have a defense that they know they can lean on with multiple first-round draft picks, especially right up front. Mason Graham, to me, is like Aaron Donald. He's an absolute destroyer. Kenneth Grant, definitely a step below, but still, good player. Might be a late first-round pick. Will Johnson, he'll take one side of the field. Those are things you can lean on. I don't trust their offense. You and I agree on this. Donovan Edwards. I love how Donovan Edwards, because he's on the cover of a stupid video game. Donovan Edwards had 357 yards rushing last year. Can you imagine me hyping up a guy at State with 350 yards last year and talking about him going to New York?
It would have been the backup QB that ended up transferring out. Yeah,
I'd make John Jansen sound unbiased. I mean, that's ridiculous. So for me, they can hang on their defense. Lord knows they never leave home. They got like 11 home games again. Their floor, they've proven more. For State, like MSU is a case study in new college football. 62 new players.
Yeah. New quarterback, new coaches, new center, new tight end. Like, there's so many.
Wish they had new uniforms. Things are hideous.
Really?
I don't like the Greek stripe thing. I don't like that at all.
Well, you got to live with that. I think Samaj Bridgman is going to be on defense. He's like supposedly going to be the guy.
Who?
He transferred from, I think, Old Dominion on defense. Linebacker, I believe. So.
Wayne? I thought his name was like Wayne Anderson. Who cares? It doesn't matter. You know what? Just do football things. David Ticket Tech.
There's so many guys, you don't even know their names.
I don't know any of these people.
Someone says, you need to pump the brakes, Mike, on State. That is a 4-win team, and you have to accept it. We'd love to see 6 or 7.
Wait, pump brakes. What? Where did I say I had a great degree of confidence?
You didn't.
Stop pumping your beanbag and listen to the words leaving my mouth. I just said their floor could be a trapdoor, dinkus.
Oh, no, you're right. Samaj Bridgman has got to transfer from Michigan to Michigan State. That's
who don't
that
want was. Him.
That's who that was.
Hey, kindly leave.
He was the part of the trade.
Leave.
Warren is in the mix because he is probably the best pure passer that Michigan has. The floor for them, 7-5.
Who do you want?
Me?
You want Davis Warren? Safe,
no.
Sound, probably throws a little better. You want Orgy to be, KJ Jefferson?
No. I actually want Jaden Davis.
Well, you're not getting it. I didn't ask you that question.
Jaden Davis means...
Can I get Tom Brady, please?
Yeah, I'd like Bill Burke. Is that an option?
Yeah, Jaden Davis means you're probably starting over.
Well, then, if I'm choosing from those two, then I have to go Warren Davis.
You want a little more passing ability.
Davis Warren.
Davis Warren, I'm sorry. Whatever his name is who I want.
Man, put some respect on his name. Come on now.
Warren Davis, Davis Warren, just pass the ball.
Yeah, well, yeah, I mean, like I said, according to Tony, he was saying that he's kind of like a J.J. Light. You'll be able to move the offense. He'll throw the ball. He'll use the tight end.
Then why wouldn't you make him the pick?
Because I guess Orji is the heir apparent. He was the guy that he was in last year, so he was the backup.
Right, but he was in packages. See, if you play Orji, the bottom line is you just have to load the box. 8 and 9 man
and just,
fronts.
Right, and you dare him to beat you.
Because they don't have wide receivers. They lost 3 of their top 4 receivers. And Loveland is great, but he's a tight end.
Yep.
He ain't Brock Bowers. Probably don't get it twisted.
Put your best corner or safety on Loveland and just take your chances. Now, you may get beat a couple times deep.
Who cares?
But you have to be okay with that if that's the case. If that's the defensive plan.
Not going to let Michigan go 16 plays and 83 yards. Not going to play that nonsense.
I mean, you basically, you would, let me get this right before, think of it when, how NFL teams go up against Lamar Jackson. We're going to just make you beat us, okay? We're not going to let you run. We're not going to let you do all of that special stuff that you do. You're going to stand in this pocket. You're going to throw the ball. And if you throw it for 400 yards and beat us, I'll live with it.
Yeah, Will in the car actually did text that in. He says, I see last year's Penn State game played 12 times this year.
Oh, God.
Come on, man.
Oh, God, no.
Come on.
Got to give Orji some credit. Like, I mean, they're going to have – well, actually, no. If they didn't let JJ throw it, why would they let this kid?
Yeah.
The problem is
– you can't do that 12 times.
No, because you lost your entire O-line.
But, David, if you win, do you care?
Yes.
You can't.
I know, David. The answer is yes.
If you go 12-0, but you just play Penn State for all 12 of those games, you say that you care, but you won't.
See, but...
You get a bye. You'll be the number 1 or 2 seed in the playoff. You don't care.
But it was the NFL, but years ago when the Steelers started 11-0, that's how they started. They did it from running the ball, and I knew it was not going to win us anything later on. So I would not be happy because I know we're not passing it. We need to pass the ball to win in the playoff, period.
If you play Georgia, Georgia's not that good.
You're right. Georgia's not that great. Defense. You're exactly right. Yeah. They're not
Just take them to a go-kart track. Half the players will be suspended.
Yeah, no Uber, no Lyft in the area. You have to drive, all suspended. I win. Michael and Celine, MSU floor, 3-9, ceiling, 6-6. For Michigan, the floor, 7-5, the ceiling is 10-2.
Yeah, I mean, that's my floor and ceiling for Michigan. I think 7-5, because you're searching for a quarterback, and that could cost you early in the season. Some games that, if you would have gotten the quarterback right, you would have won. But you played somebody who just... You end up apologizing to your fan base later saying, guys, I'm sorry. I thought this guy could actually go out there and lead this team.
State better make a bowl. So 6 wins has to be, in capital letters, the floor. Anything else unacceptable.
The floor can be lower, but that would just be an indictment on Jonathan Smith.
I think that's kind of what he's saying. Yeah, anything else is unacceptable, so he can't take that.
Yeah, well, what is acceptable or not, that has nothing to do with what the floor is. If Jonathan Smith didn't get these expenditures right, then I will treat him the same way I treat Scott Harris or Steve Yzerman or anyone else. The days of I got to recruit, develop, I need time, that's all done.
Right. The only thing that helps out MSU is your final 4 games. If you could start off 3-1, you set yourself up for a bowl game. Because those middle 4 games, we're going to just write those 4 off.
Who's the loss in the first 4?
They have Florida Atlantic at Maryland, Prairie View at Boston College.
If that's not 4-0, burn the stadium, though.
2 road games.
I don't care. Cry about it.
Hey, I don't know. Boston College, you know.
Castellanos, their quarterback, he's 4 feet tall. He can't throw it. He's a runner, scrambler, improviser.
Maryland, Turtles.
Their ass. Have you seen Edwards, their quarterback? Or it's MJ Morris, the kid who was a backup at NC State. He stinks too.
Well, if they start off 4-0, then I think that they'll make a bowl game.
But then that's
it. They finish with Indiana at home, at Illinois, Purdue at home, and
Sitting
Rutgers
here
at
rooting
home.
For a program where Rico's got them losing to Boston College. Are you kidding me?
Because if I say 4-0, I'm going to be accused of being a Sparty.
They're just going to accuse you of being a Sparty regardless.
Yeah, do you.
Lean into it. What are you afraid of?
You know,
lean into it.
There we go.
Yeah. Now you sound like some of the people we have at this station.
Mike's going to join me at all the bowl games. Matter of fact, Mike's going to start an NIL.
No, I'll be the guy at the ribbon-cutting ceremony when they demolish Spartan Stadium and shut the program down.
Valenti's gravy.
All right, David, a couple of ticket techs. Rieger's already hosting his show out in the bullpen area. He will not shut up. What do you have?
The floor for Michigan is 12 every year. Go blue.
Got it.
Someone Rational. Else who's more realistic.
Nuanced.
Says, I would say the floor is 7, and that's if our offense is complete. It's not complete, though, so...
What, no, is he trying to say complete garbage?
All he said was complete. There was nothing else
to it. I
was about
to say, did it flip over to the next text?
No. Nope.
Okay. If it's just complete. Oh, okay.
It's college football. Anything can happen. I'm a State fan. But until I see improvement, no Big Ten game is a gimme. Not saying they will lose 8, but 3 is the floor. Michigan is replacing an entire team and new staff. 5-7 is possible. Not likely, but possible. Matt in traffic.
Look, there's a scenario, too, you're going to have to navigate, potentially. Your head coach not being there. And I don't mean one of these coaching during the week and ceremonially can't be there on the day. I don't know. None of us know. You just got a weird feeling that between the Stallions puff piece on Netflix and the opener against Fresno, it would be the perfect time for something to drop.
Someone's asking, based on the college football playoff blitz we just did, will Texas and Oklahoma regret going to the SEC?
Yes.
They think so.
Yeah. I think Oklahoma absolutely will. I think Oklahoma's a new Nebraska. Texas has enough money and the geography to pull this off and be okay. Oklahoma, I have no faith in.
No, but it's funny because I think Texas becomes the new Penn State.
What does that mean?
I mean, you joined a conference. You thought you could hang with them, but you really couldn't. When it came down to it and you had to play the big boys, you constantly keep losing.
I mean, Sark is similar to Franklin. He's a boner in a big spot.
You'll win a lot of games, but okay, what'd you do against the top teams? Well,
but if they win a lot of games, they make the playoff every year. I don't know. This is your world now.
That's what I said. They, to me, looks like Penn State, where... If you ask Penn State, maybe you were better off being an independent, but you joined the Big Ten and you thought you were going to dominate them and you never did.
Someone says, what is wrong with Tuttle as the QB for Michigan? I don't understand the problem there. That's Shannon from Ypsilanti.
Shannon, there's nothing wrong with Tuttle. For what I heard, Tuttle is the safe choice. If everything goes south, he becomes the quarterback.
3 wins would be the floor for Michigan State.
If State goes 3-9, you can fire Jonathan Smith. I'm just not putting up with it. You're in the NIL era and the portal era. You can't go 3-9 when you're paying your quarterback $1 million.
If he flips it and goes 9-3, you give him a raise?
Yes. It's not my money. I don't care. None of it means anything. I'm just ready to bulldoze the stadium at this point.
How big of a raise? $95 million?
Yeah, $105, $120, so full immunity from the NCAA, time, whatever it takes. Whatever you like, Bob.
What's Mel Tucker doing these days?
No, I actually
don't.
In all seriousness?
Don't. Not you,
what?
Rieger.
What?
I saw Kenny saying something to David, and there was going to be some heinous sound effect to come out of there. Don't.
What?
What do you say? It's too late in the show to get fired, correct?
Yeah.
Well, we already took our shots at Liberty and Jerry Falwell.
I heard that. I wanted to hear some buttons pushed.
You did?
Yes. Push it. Now, you guys have been talking college football, right?
Yeah, week zero, man.
Yeah, week zero. Now, I have heard, and this is not trolling or anything, Aiden Childs has looked very good, right?
Spring football or fall football, whatever.
Your peeps aren't telling you that?
No, because I don't listen to them.
Because he has 53 career snaps.
Matter.
He could win the Heisman, and Mike will find a way to say, yes, but he's a mouth breather.
Yes, but he's going to transfer next year.
Eli Manning.
Mm-hmm. Well, that is true. A possibility.
That part's absolutely true.
Yeah. Right. Hello.
Tell me it's not true.
No.
If Caleb Williams can be great at Oklahoma, a blue blood, and just USC, gone. I mean, that's the world we live in.
Would that be it for you? I know you're already
it's already it. I don't care.
Could you imagine, though, Aiden Childs?
College football exists. Because I do catch the ticket. What? That's it.
He does care.
He does care.
When it stops bothering you.
When's the last time you saw me wear state gear?
Well,
it's not the season.
You guys are on YouTube all the time. I'm going to go look.
It's
in a box.
It's not about him wearing the gear. It's the fact when you stop caring, it doesn't bother you.
And you're right. Just like those Lions Free fans are like, oh, I don't care. Of course they care.
Who don't exist.
But this is interesting.
No, I miss it. That's what makes me angry. I love college football.
Oh, no, he doesn't wear the state gear to prove a point.
Well,
I don't know who he's proving a point to, but he proves a point.
No one. They're embarrassing.
What
why would I wear
percentage of your wardrobe
would you
state
take?
Gear?
Would you take a 9-3 season this year, but Childs transfers right after?
Yeah, I would do that.
That would be, I think I would too if I were you.
No, I would do it because the program is in desperate need of credibility and professionalism
and
some level of like not throwing up all over themselves at the urinal. That's been MSU football the last 2 years.
Yeah.
It's been a complete clown car.
And so, who throws up at the urinal anyhow?
Like at the stadiums. I've seen it.
Oh, have you really?
It's tough. Yeah.
Oh.
Last year at MetLife, I saw it.
You might not be able to get to the sink.
Guy was trying to, like, balance himself, and all of a sudden, all over the kibble and bits. That's going to be a tough deal.
You're going to feel good tomorrow morning.
Yikes. Yeah.
Fake polls. Yeah, I've heard of them. My fellow people in Hamtramck, fake polls.
What's next on the show?
Keep going with this. What else you got?
I got a bunch. Here,
you're the porn star. Did you hear a porn star called us yesterday?
Oh, yeah. We had two porn stars. Peter North.
Yes, Peter North, the porn star, called us yesterday. It was actually TJ Lang impersonating PJ. You didn't hear this?
No, I didn't. I didn't listen.
It was so creepy. It was so creepy.
How do you know what Peter North sounds like?
I don't know. TJ Lang called our show saying he was Peter North. And also went to middle school with the Mojo.
He was trying to... It was a crank call, but it was nonsensical. Yeah, there he is.
Can you just tell me what's coming up next?
Yeah,
so
you understand, Mike, after 6 p.m., everything goes off the rails here, right?
That's
you
fine.
Know that. And it doesn't go back on the rails.
But it's usually entertaining. That's right. We have a great stat, Michael.
What's that
we will unveil to the people, Lions related, that might make you a little concerned about their surroundings.
Minnesota under 5.5 plus 200.
Under 5.5?
You're saying what, they will only win 15 games? They're going to lose two?
You got to listen.
Well, then Tom Milliken will scream at you uncontrollably like he did a month ago.
I know, that was fun, because I said they were going to go 10-7.
17 and a...
There is a legitimate
I'm a
stat.
Spicy garlic
16
guy.
And 1 only because they'll throw away the last game.
Right, Reagers had the audacity to be like, starters. Hey, I think they're going to win 11 games. And he got trashed on the morning show.
I thought it was a pretty safe opinion to tell you the
truth. I heard it live. Like, I'm texting him stuff like, Jeff, just say this.
Run. Get the hell out of there.
It was unhinged.
It was like beating a baby seal.
Oh, do people still do that? I don't think they do.
I'm leaving. Gotta go.
Did they stop doing that?
We'll talk to everybody tomorrow at 2.
I thought they made them stop doing that.
David, you could hit the button at any time. All right, David, a couple of ticket techs. Rieger's already hosting his show out in the bullpen area. He will not shut up. What do you have?
The floor for Michigan is 12 every year. Go blue.
Got it.
Someone else who's more realistic.
Nuanced.
Says, I would say the floor is 7. And that's if our offense is complete. It's not complete, though. So,
what? No, is he trying to say complete garbage?
All he said was complete. There was nothing else.
I was
else
about
to
say, did it flip over to the next text?
No.
Nope.
Okay. If it's just complete. Oh, okay.
It's college football. Anything can happen. I'm a state fan. But until I see improvement, no Big Ten game is a gimme. Not saying they will lose 8, but 3 is the floor. Michigan is replacing an entire team and new staff. 5-7 is possible. Not likely, but possible. Matt in traffic.
Look, there's a scenario, too, you're going to have to navigate, potentially. Your head coach not being there. And I don't mean one of these coaching during the week and ceremonially can't be there on the day. I don't know. None of us know. You just got a weird feeling that between the Stallions puff piece on Netflix and the opener against Fresno, it would be the perfect time for something to drop.
Someone's asking, based on the college football playoff blitz we just did, will Texas and Oklahoma regret going to the SEC?
Yes.
They think so.
Yeah. I think Oklahoma absolutely will. I think Oklahoma's a new Nebraska. Texas has enough money and the geography to pull this off and be okay. Oklahoma, I have no faith in.
No, but it's funny because I think Texas becomes the new Penn State.
What does that mean?
I mean, you joined a conference. You thought you could hang with them, but you really couldn't. When it came down to it and you had to play the big boys, you constantly keep losing.
I mean, Sark is similar to Franklin. He's a boner in a big spot.
You'll win a lot of games, but okay, what'd you do against the top teams? Well,
but if they win a lot of games, they make the playoff every year. I don't know. That's you. This is your world
that's
now.
That's what I said. No, they're to me, looks like Penn State, where if you ask Penn State, maybe you were better off being an independent, but you joined the Big Ten and you thought you were going to dominate them and you never did.
Someone says, what is wrong with Tuttle as the QB for Michigan? I don't understand the problem there. That's Shannon from Ypsilanti.
Shannon, there's nothing wrong with Tuttle. For what I heard, Tuttle is the safe choice. If everything goes south, he becomes the quarterback.
3 wins would be the floor for Michigan State.
If State goes 3-9, you can fire Jonathan Smith. I'm just not putting up with it. You're in the NIL era and the portal era. You can't go 3-9 when you're paying your quarterback $1 million.
If he flips it and goes 9-3, you give him a raise?
Yes. It's not my money. I don't care. None of it means anything. I'm just ready to bulldoze the stadium at this point.
How big of a raise? $95 million?
Yeah. $105, $120, so full immunity from the NCAA, time, whatever it takes. Whatever you like, Bob.
What's Mel Tucker doing these days?
No, I actually
don't.
Heard, in all seriousness.
Don't. Not you,
what?
Rieger.
What?
I saw Kenny saying something to David, and there was going to be some heinous sound effect to come out of there. Don't.
What?
What do you say? It's too late in the show to get fired, correct?
Yeah.
Well, we already took our shots at Liberty and Jerry Falwell.
Oh, so, yeah. I heard that. I wanted to hear some buttons pushed.
You did?
Yes. Push, 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 push it. Now, you guys have been talking college football, right?
Yeah, week 0, man.
Yeah, week 0. Now, I have heard, and this is not trolling or anything, Aiden Childs has looked very good, right?
Spring football or fall football, whatever.
Your peeps aren't telling you that?
No, because I don't listen to them.
Because
he has 53 career snaps. Matter.
He could win the Heisman, and Mike will find a way to say, yes, but he's a mouth breather.
Yes, but he's going to transfer next year.
Right. Ryan Manning.
Mm-hmm. Well, that is true. A possibility.
That part's absolutely true.
Yeah. Right. Hello.
Tell me it's not true.
No.
If Caleb Williams can be great at Oklahoma, a blue blood, and just USC, gone. I mean, that's the world we live in.
Would that be it for you? I know you're already
it's already it. I don't care.
Could you imagine, though, Aiden Childs
college football exists
out, then leaves?
Because I do catch the ticket. What? That's it.
He does care.
He does care.
When's the last time you saw me wear steak gear?
Well,
it's not to see.
No. You guys are on YouTube all the time. I'm going to go look.
No,
it's Rieger, in a box.
It's not about him wearing the gear. It's the fact when you stop caring, it doesn't bother you.
And you're right. Just like those Lions Free fans are like, I don't care. Of course they care.
Who don't exist.
But this is interesting.
No, I miss it. That's what makes me angry. I love college football.
No, he doesn't wear the state gear to prove a point.
Well,
I don't know who he's proving a point to, but he proves a point.
No one. They're embarrassing.
What
Why would I wear
percentage of your wardrobe
would you
state
take?
Gear?
Would you take a 9-3 season this year, but Childs transfers right after?
Yeah, I would do that.
That would be, I think I would too if I were you.
No, I would do it because the program is in desperate need of credibility and professionalism
and
some level of like not throwing up all over themselves at the urinal. That's been MSU football the last 2 years.
Yeah.
It's been a complete clown car.
And who throws up at the urinal anyhow?
Like at the stadiums. I've seen it.
Oh, have you really?
It's tough. Yeah.
Oh.
Last year at MetLife, I saw it.
You might not be able to get to the sink.
Guy was trying to like balance himself, and all of a sudden, all over the kibble and bits. That's going to be a tough deal.
You're going to feel good tomorrow morning.
Yikes. Yeah.
Fake polls. Yeah, I've heard of them. My fellow people in Hamtramck, fake polls.
What's next on the show?
Keep going with this. What else you got?
I got a bunch.
Can you do the porn star? Did you hear a porn star called us yesterday?
Oh, yeah. We had two porn stars. Peter North.
Yes, Peter North, the porn star, called us yesterday. It was actually TJ Lang impersonating PJ. You didn't hear this?
No, I didn't listen.
It was so creepy. It was so creepy.
How do you know what Peter North sounds like?
I don't know. TJ Lang called our show saying he was Peter North. And also went to middle school with the Mojo.
He was trying to... It was a crank call, but it was nonsensical. There he is.
Can you just tell me what's coming up next? Yeah, so
you understand, Mike, after 6 p.m., everything goes off the rails here, right?
That's
you
fine.
Know that. And it doesn't go back on the rails.
But it's so usually entertaining. That's right. We have a great stat, Michael.
What's that?
We will unveil to the people, Lions related, that might make you a little concerned about their surroundings.
Minnesota under 5.5 plus 200.
Under 5.5.
Saying what? They will only win 15 games. They're going to lose two.
You got to listen.
Well, then Tom Milliken will scream at you uncontrollably like he did a month ago.
I know. That was fun because I said they were going to go 10-7.
17 and a.
There is a legitimate
stat. I'm a spicy garlic guy.
16-1 only because they'll throw away the last game.
Right. Readers had the audacity to be the like, starters. Hey, I think they're going to win 11 games. And he got trashed on the morning show.
Oh, no, I heard it live.
I thought it was a pretty safe opinion to tell you the
heard
truth.
Heard it live. Like, I'm texting him stuff like, Jeff, just say this.
Run. Get the hell out of there.
It was unhinged.
It was like beating a baby seal.
Oh, do people still do that? I don't think they do.
I'm leaving. Gotta go.
Did they stop doing that
for a while? We'll talk to everybody tomorrow at 2.
I thought they made them stop doing that.
David, you could hit the button at any time.